is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It's time for our weekly update about topics related to COVID-19 with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Dr. Bob, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, a lot of things to cover this time around. First thing I want to talk about, because it's certainly coming up in the news, both regionally and other places as well, as the vaccine rollout continues. We get hit every day with, you know, percentages of different areas that are vaccinated, things like that. But there's still in there is the issue of vaccine hesitancy for a lot of different reasons.
Well, there are a number of people who are hesitant about getting the vaccine, and we're trying to work on that so that as many people can get the vaccine as we hope to.
And talk about some of the reasons that you're hearing and what you would say to counter those.
Well, some of the people are hesitant because they just haven't gotten around to it. So I talk to young people all the time who've just not gotten around to it, and they just want to get around to it. So we have a great time this weekend. We're going to be at the fairgrounds from 9 until 3. You can make an appointment or just walk in. We're going to be having the very excellent Pfizer vaccine at that time. So if you're one of that group, just haven't gotten around to it, we'll see you on Saturday. There are some people who are hesitant because they're worried about the side effects. And while side effects of this vaccine are real, you have allergic reactions to the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine. We have some people who fainted after the J&J vaccine. And then there are the very rare clotting things from the J&J vaccine. Those are all incredibly rare, at least 1,000 times less common than getting sick from COVID and being hospitalized. So as much as we do worry about the side effects, they are really rare and in most cases pretty mild. So overwhelmingly, it's in favor of getting the vaccine.
And I suppose really in general, across the board for other things, there's just a certain percentage of people that, you know, don't get a flu shot. I just don't like to get vaccines, period.
And there are some people who just don't want any vaccines. And we're trying to convince them that they should. That's a hard group to convince. Some of the reason to get vaccine is to protect yourself, but there's also a reason to get vaccine to protect others. So, for example, sometimes you have to be around other people. So somebody dies or somebody gets married and you want to attend the ceremony. And if you don't get the vaccine and are now have the disease, you can spread it to others who might not have been vaccinated or may not have gotten protection from the vaccine. So you get the vaccine somewhat for your own good, but you also get it for the good of people around you.
Now, the Douglas Public Health Network recently began the It's Your Turn campaign. Talk about that.
So there were a lot of people who were confused about whether they should get the vaccine. They weren't sure if they were eligible yet. And what we've told them is that right now everybody 16 and above is eligible, so it's your turn. Some people have worried that they didn't want to be first to get it and sort of get in front of line of somebody else. We have plenty of vaccine now, so you don't have to worry about getting the vaccine that's bound for an 80-year-old. And so we think it's for everybody their turn to go ahead and get a vaccine.
A lot of vaccine opportunities this week, not only public health, but also Aviva, the Tiger Team, Cow Creek. A lot of different groups have the opportunity.
So there are many, many places to get vaccine. Many of the big clinics have vaccine. Aviva is doing a big event. The Tiger Team, which is this small mobile team, is going to be going out to some of the more rural places in the county. Almost all of the pharmacies have vaccines. So there's plenty, plenty, plenty of places to get vaccine. I think if you look today, there'd be at least a dozen places you could get an appointment for today.
Now, the Tiger Team Wednesday will be out at the Oakland City Hall parking lot from 1 to 4. Then on Thursday at the Glide Rural Fire Protection District from 10 to 2. Aviva's clinic will be at the Myrtle Creek Elks Lodge on Wednesday. 8 to 11:30 and then 1 to 4. Cow Creek has been doing one across the street from their government offices. I understand that is continuing as well, and we'll keep folks updated with information as additional opportunities come up. When we look at the cases, we had a few days there over the weekend, number of cases dropping a bit locally, but back up some today.
So the case numbers have been up and down. Most of the cases we've been seeing are with workplaces and social gatherings. And again, overwhelmingly, the cases are from people who have not been vaccinated. So when we looked at over 600 cases, only six of the 600 have been vaccinated. Almost all the others had been unvaccinated. So the vaccine seems to be incredibly effective. We had a gathering where there were nine cases. All of the nine cases were people who were unvaccinated. The people at that gathering who were vaccinated, none got sick. So the data is just piling up that this vaccine is really very effective.
Now, for the number of local cases, we'll find out tomorrow, of course, where the county stands and the county risk levels, which appear to be a one-week thing back and forth now. And so we'll have information on that tomorrow. As we look around Oregon, what I have read in the last few days seems to indicate there's still some hard-hit areas, a little bit of a drop in hospitalizations and lower deaths.
So it's a mixed picture. So Douglas County is the lowest county among the big counties in the state. But at the same time, Klamath County, which is just over the hills, has about five times as much disease as we've had. And so we don't have a good explanation for that. Some of the coastal counties are doing well, but then the Portland area counties are really struggling. And then on the eastern part of the mountain, some of the counties are low, but then other counties remain stubbornly high.
Anything to attribute the decrease in the number of deaths? It seemed like for quite a while, a few months back, if you had 700 or 800 cases in a day, you'd have a long list of deaths. And sometimes you have that many cases and only one or two.
Right. So our death rate, that is the number of deaths per reported case, is going down. And that's a good thing because so many more of our cases are among young people. And that's a really, really, really good thing that the death rate among older people is down. But what we're seeing in young people is that they're still getting pretty sick and they're winding up in the ICU and winding up in the ICU for a very long time. So if an 80-year-old got sick with COVID, pretty much after 2 weeks, something would happen. Either they would get through it or they would die. What we're seeing now is that young people who get COVID get really sick, and because their bodies are otherwise in better shape, they can stay in the ICU for weeks or months. So we have one fellow who's been in the ICU since January. And so this is why, even though the deaths are down, the number of people in hospital is high, and the number of people in ICU is actually increasing.
And when you think about people being in that long, I know someone personally in another state who has either been in the hospital or now back to rehab, but has not been home since late December and appears to be one of those that's going to have a long haul out of this.
Yeah, there are a number of people who are having just a terrible long haul thing. Some of those people may wind up needing lung transplants. Many of those people will never be the same again. So while we do worry about deaths, we also do worry about these young people who have been in ICU because it's so very hard on their bodies.
What about the national picture for COVID-19?
Well, the national picture overall is that the case rate in the U.S. is going down. It's especially going down in some of the big cities that have really done a good job with vaccination. So New York and Chicago are really doing a very good job. The cases are down. Right now, there are no super hot spots, but there are a couple of funny places. So Colorado, West Virginia, and Peoria, Illinois seem to be places that are especially hot over the last 2 weeks. And there's nothing particular about these places. We think what happens is, especially when the variants are there, the variant gets into community, it begins to spread a bit, and then it just takes off. So that's all the more reason for people to get vaccinated.
What about the world picture? I mean, India is the one we hear the most. What can you tell us about what's happening there and some other places as well?
Well, India is really just a tragedy. At this point, they're having hundreds of thousands of cases and thousands of deaths a day, although we think that those cases and deaths are really undercounted because they've run out of many basic supplies, including testing. So the numbers may be even higher than that. Press reports and reports from visitors to India suggest it's really in a very dire situation with hospitals running out of oxygen and cremation sites running 24/7. So it sounds like a really bad situation. But it's bad in other places too. South America is especially struggling. Brazil, Uruguay, Argentina have really had a terrible time of this. And then in Europe, Sweden and Turkey continue to have really high case counts.
Going to take a break. Back with more. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer on Inside Douglas County. We'll continue in a couple of minutes. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247 and News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Tomorrow, Gwen Soderberg Chase will talk about STEAM Week in the Umpqua Valley and other places as well. County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer with us as we look at the COVID-19 situation. Variants continue to get a lot of attention. I understand Florida is one of the places with a lot of variant issues. What can you tell us about it?
So the variants are mutated forms of the virus, and those mutations cause some change in the virus. Most of these are nonsense mutations and they go away, but some make the virus either more transmissible or more deadly or less amenable to the vaccine. So the one that's spreading, especially on the East Coast, is the B117, also known as the UK variant, and that one makes the disease 50 to 80% more transmissible and perhaps more transmissible among young people. We're not exactly sure, but it really swept through the UK and it really caused a lot of damage there. The good news is that one seems to be very amenable to the vaccine. So the very best thing you can do before the B117 gets there is get everybody vaccinated. There are other variants like the South African variant, which is also more transmissible and doesn't seem to be as well controlled by the vaccine. And then the P1 variant from Brazil and South America, and we're not sure about that one. So again, for all the variants, the very best thing we can do is to get everybody vaccinated just as soon as possible. Because as some have said, and including me, is we're kind of in a battle between getting enough people vaccinated before the variants take hold.
Yeah, and the variants seem like a hard one to figure out. I mean, so many different aspects, and the fact that they can spread so rapidly.
Yeah, so they do spread rapidly, and what happens is because they spread rapidly, they very quickly replace the older forms, and so that you wind up with all the newer forms, and there's nothing to prevent the virus from continuing to mutate. So this is why we're especially worried about India, with so many people so closely packed together. We worry that they're going to wind up with some really gnarly variants.
And do we expect that we'll keep seeing more and more variants?
Oh, absolutely. This is a chance for biology to take hold. So if anybody remembers their biology, this is a protein that has several thousand amino acids. And every time you change it, you change that spike protein a little bit, and you either make it more easily transmissible or less amenable to antibodies. So we worry about the variants. The variant is really the wild card here. If I knew that there were not going to be any variants, we could be sure there were no variants, then we would be pretty much done with this. But it's the variants that's just the wild card.
Question that I've been getting a lot is the breakthrough cases. Now, on Friday, I think it was, Oregon Health Authority reported over 600 breakthrough cases and 8 deaths related to breakthrough cases. Talk more about breakthrough cases.
So breakthrough cases are when people get the disease 2 weeks after being fully vaccinated. And so I think the state has not done a good job explaining it. In the same time between March And now they've had 36,000 cases, of which only 600 have been in vaccinated people. That means that 35,400 of these have been in unvaccinated people. Similarly, we in Douglas County have seen about a dozen breakthrough cases, but at the same time, we've had about 1,200 cases. So again, breakthroughs do occur, but they're amazingly uncommon. You know, most vaccines are good in the 60, 70s, 80%. This is a remarkable vaccine. It seems to be effective about 90% of the time, far better than any of us could have hoped.
So for the breakthrough cases, when someone is in that category, they've had the vaccine at least 2 weeks earlier, they get it. Are their symptoms much the same, or are there any differences?
So the overall, they seem to be less sick than before, but not surprisingly, if the vaccine doesn't work in some people, some of those people have been hospitalized and there actually have been some deaths. But again, if you look at the number of people who aren't vaccinated, who got sick, hospitalized, or died, the number is so much greater, suggesting that the very best thing we can do is get everybody vaccinated. If everybody was vaccinated in Douglas County and we had the rate of disease that we have among vaccinated people, we would have one case every other day. At one case every other day, we wouldn't need any protections. You'd get rid of masking, get rid of all things, and you wouldn't even need to listen to my sad voice each Monday. We would be pretty much done with this. So again, our best way out of this, get everybody vaccinated.
For the breakthrough cases, are we seeing the proportion you mentioned for Oregon? Is that kind of similar in other states as well?
Yes, it's similar in other states. It's similar in the UK. It's similar in Israel. And then there have been places that have done very detailed analysis of those who are vaccinated, doing weekly swabs on everybody who works there. So a study that came out today from St. Jude's suggests that the vaccine not only prevents symptomatic cases, but it also prevents asymptomatic cases and does not lead to carriage or giving it to other people. So again, the data is increasingly clear that this is a great vaccine.
Talk about things that are being learned about the virus in recent weeks.
So what we're learning about this virus in recent weeks is increasing numbers of people with neurologic problems, so brain and nerve problems, after they have or during the time that they have this. So a few weeks ago, they reported psychosis. Now they're saying that 30% or so of the people who have COVID will have some neurologic problems, and many of those will persist. So you think, well, I got this disease. I'm going to, you know, I'll get through it and I'll be better. What we've seen is persistent neurologic problems are really an issue with seizures, brain fog, and some with psychosis. So some really bad neurologic things. Now, it's very interesting because we don't think this ever gets into the brain. So we don't think that the virus is ever gets into the brain itself. But why it causes such inflammation and troubles in the brain is one of those new and mysterious things about this virus.
Wow. A lot to consider. A couple minutes left with County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer. Of course, we hear that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention looking at potentially changing some of the things that they say in terms of masks as more people get vaccinated, a lot of things like this. This is one situation, and maybe the one that really stands out in a very long time, where it seems like all the protocols and everything keep shifting a bit.
So the protocols do shift. They shift with what we know better about the virus, and they shift as more people get vaccinated. So, for example, the recent change in outdoor activities, that people who are fully vaccinated really don't need a mask outdoors unless they're going to be in a crowded situation. And that's a great thing. So it changes when we understand more about the virus, that is, that it's much less transmissible outside and as more people get vaccinated. So the goal would be to get this level of disease down so we can get rid of all of these restrictions. I mean, it's not comfortable to be in a mask. It's just at the gym wearing a mask. It's very uncomfortable. I would love to get down to the point where the disease was so uncommon that we did not need to use masks.
We've got an 80-degree week here set after today, several nice warm days. A lot of people are outside more. We're seeing people doing social small groups outdoors rather than indoors. But then what happens when we get back to fall and next winter and it's just too cold to do things like that outside if we haven't made some significant progress between now and then?
Well, that's the other wild card with the whole situation. So the variance is the number one wild card. The other wild card is what happens in the fall. We do expect the amount of disease to go down in the wintertime, as in the summertime, as people are outdoors more and you tend to have less indoor activities. But the question is, what will happen in the fall for schools? What will happen in the fall as we start having indoor concerts? And the hope is that we get enough people vaccinated that we can go back to regular activities in the fall. Who among us wouldn't love to see a stand full of people at the Ducks game or the Beavers game?
County Public Health Officer Dr. Bob Dannenhofer, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me.
1257 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.